call with your questions on water treatment at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Think what you want about my personal hygiene, but please don't waste any water. That's bad policy.
What's water use it wisely? Say we've got enough to use, not enough to waste.
That's it.
Right? That's their byline there. So
we've talked about water
on the globe, in all
general,
its conditions.
Let's talk about what we want to do with it once it gets to your tap, your main entrance line.
We're here with Robin and Andy Pettijohn of Water Treatment Technology, ROSIE Certified Water Treatment Specialist for Maricopa County. Robin, and the first water treatment company ever that was ROSIE certified in Arizona, I believe.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. Y'all
yes,
been
that's
a
true.
Y'all been a member of the network for, it's got to be now going on 15 years, doesn't it?
Yeah, about that,
yeah.
At least.
Yeah. So, and I still remember the day you came in the office and we started talking, because I think you had been a listener to the show and you knew that I was a little suspicious of water treatment equipment. To me, it all was kind of hocus pocus.
When somebody called in and asked you a water question, I could feel the tension in every muscle on your neck. You were not comfortable with that subject.
And so Robin walks in my office, and Romy invited him, and he says, "Well, we're gonna have a water tutorial." And we were there for hours talking about water. And I don't know how we're gonna condense this topic into just the next 40 minutes, but water being delivered to your house. A lot of companies out there are using scare tactics to get you to invest large amounts of money in equipment. I'm not a fan of that tactic. Occasionally, you'll see a headline. I remember when, I think it was Casa Grande, wasn't it? About 4 or 5 years ago, that some E. coli bacteria was delivered to some homes. And I'll tell you what, I was in the city of Portland last year, and the entire metropolitan water supply was shut off. The reservoir that feeds Portland had gotten contaminated. And the funny part of that, Robin, is so you're not getting any water. You're not getting the hotel immediately starts bringing you bottles of water for free. You cannot get coffee. You can't get iced tea. And the news was everywhere. And I was staying in a nice hotel right there downtown, the Heathman Hotel, one of my favorite hotels in the whole country. And they're talking about the entire metro water system is polluted. This could take months and months to solve. I was only there 3 days. Then the third day, they said everything's okay.
What's interesting, if you want to know how important water is, shut off the water in your house.
Oh, man.
And count how many times you go over and turn that tap on in a half an hour.
Yeah.
And I first noticed that when I was in a home and they had the water shut off because they were doing some work. And I'm there. I want to test the water to see how hard it is. I want to do these things. And the fifth or sixth time I started to turn it on, I said, oh, yeah, that's right. The water's off.
Yeah.
We just use it so much. Let's start with the water treatment companies in this valley do an A-plus job on treating this water and taking care of it and keeping it safe for us. And I won't go into the details of how they do that, but I visited most of these water plants.
Yeah,
they bring the water to the point of being usable, but they can't take it to make it any better, to soften it or anything like that is cost prohibitive to the taxpayer. It's more expensive to do it in the grand scale than it is to do in each individual home.
Sure.
So the first product we talk about mostly is the water softener. It is the only thing that you can put in your house that will pay for itself. I had a guy go, but I got this new air handling heater system for my house and it cut my bill by 50%. I said, but you can live in Arizona without it, can't you? But you can't live without water. And a water softener helps you to spend less time cleaning the home. You cut down on your soap and cleaning aids up to 80%. The government says your fabric lasts a third longer. University of New Mexico did a study, and it takes less energy to heat the water.
When I built in 04,
mm-hmm.
From that time, there was a 8-year stretch until I moved, and the new house I'm in does not have a water softener. Immediately, you could see the clothes. I mean, I was the same clothes I had for 10 years. And I mean, as soon as I stopped using soft water, I'm like, you could tell right away.
Right. And that is because, if you think about it, our clothes get cleaned by rubbing against each other.
Agitation.
The worst thing in the world you can do, if you want to save water, listen to this, is put in too much water. For example, I do all of our king-size bedding plus extra sheets, towels, everything, and I use the medium setting on water because the more they can agitate, the cleaner they get. The detergent helps to remove your stains and odors. And really what it's there for? They got fluorescent dyes in that detergent. Well, let's regress. The rinse water picks up soap and dirt and rinses it back into our skin and our hair and the clothes we wear. We can only get 76% clean. Well, in those clothes, there's a fluorescent dye that dyes the soap and dirt the same color as our clothes to make it look brighter. It's a cover-up.
Interesting.
And that's why Tide changes their ingredients every 8 months or so, and they call it New Generation Tide, Stronger, Tougher, Whiter, Brighter, Blue Ribbon Tide.
Wow.
And that's why when Era came on board, they nailed it with their chemists.
All right.
They made everybody's.
We'll continue right there in just a moment.
Thanks.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.